tires jacked up. Everything you need to pack.
This is the My Michelle Live podcast.
The rest of us, let's do it.
Weekend Review, a look back at the week and forward to the weekend.
That's not even what
music,
we're doing.
Movies,
we're
going to
start
and
it
and
here. I'm just pressing back at this point.
It's the My Michelle Live podcast.
My Michelle Live, Entertainment Review. Roll out the red carpet. Here's Michelle.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little example of what happens when you add warm weather and a lot of sunshine to the gorgeous Seattle vistas. I just lose my mind. I am not in the zone. I'm like pressing buttons. Oh, I just need Big Voice here to do things live because all I can think about is how beautiful it is out there. And this time of the year is the time that I love especially to do two things. Now, Adam Holtz, who I'll introduce in just a moment, and I have talked about this for years. Two things I love this time of the year: going to the drive-in, and my favorite drive-in in my corner of the United States is called Blue Fox Drive-In. Hello up there, Oak Harbor, Washington. Or putting up a screen in the backyard, inviting some folks over, and doing a movie night at home. There's just nothing like it, especially when the weather is as beautiful as it is. So we're going to talk about what is out, what you might be able to stream, what you might be able to stream in your backyard, what's worth a watch, and what is not, with the one and only Adam Holtz.
I'm pretty cool. Plugging you into the movies, this is Adam Holtz.
Yeah, he's cool. He is cool. And so cool to have you here, Adam Holtz from Plugged In Movie Reviews. Let's get our folks plugged in. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. One thing I've noticed that drive-ins are doing a lot of is streaming live concerts. I'm not a fan of that. I just, you know, I want to go see along a concert. You know, it's the energy there. It's not just sitting. I mean, I can stream it on YouTube. It is not cool. Open up, have concerts. I was just recently in Texas where things are open, enjoying concerts. It's nice to have life starting to go back. But what I do love about drive-ins is when I can go see a movie, sometimes a first-run movie, sometimes three features, sometimes three whole features I can sit and watch for a nice low price and a lot of atmosphere. I love it. Or streaming it in the backyard, as I've said. Right. Y'all have done that, haven't you?
We have. We have. I mean, it's a little bit of a, you know, you got to run cords and figure it out. But yes, we have.
Oh, I see. You're kind of complaining, I'm thinking, because you're the run cords guy.
Right. Well, I'm the technical guy and I'm not super technical. I'm sort of medium technical. My 14-year-old son is on the verge of assuming all technical responsibilities in our household. So,
do you remember back in the day having to program like your parents, I don't know, VCR, remote control or whatever, and you were the tech guru? And yeah, things change, don't they?
I often say one day at a time, we're becoming our parents. So, you know,
get off
take
my
that
lawn.
For what it's worth.
Adam, get off my lawn and start talking movies. What's new this week?
You know, it's a pretty quiet week this week, Michelle. We have one movie out called Spirit Untamed. And if you're watching or listening today and you're like, that sounds like a horse and girl movie. Ding, 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 ding. You get a prize. It's a horse and girl movie. It's on a Netflix series that was out a couple of years ago, which my daughters loved. And it is about a young girl named Lucky Prescott, who after her mom died, she went to live with her grandpa and grandma because her dad was just too grief-stricken to raise her. And now it's time for her to go back to be with her dad, Jim. It's a good dad name, Jim.
Of course.
And they live on the frontier. And on the frontier, well, there's always bad guys on the frontier. That's just the nature of the frontier. So Lucky manages to tame this untamable wild stallion named, of course, Spirit. And Spirit and Lucky become, you know, sort of a law enforcement team in the Old West, if you will. And Beckett, not that Beckett's an inherently bad name, just wanted to put that pronunciation in there. Beckett, he's going to round up wild Mustangs and he nasty, nefarious plan for them. But Lucky and Spirit are on the job and they take care of him. So if that sounds like a fun movie, and honestly, if you have a young girl, 9, 10, 11, who likes horses, this is a pretty fun movie.
Okay.
If you don't like horses, if you have a 16-year-old teen boy who would rather watch Star Wars or the Avengers or, you know, something of that ilk, maybe not. But definitely for the target audience, I think this is a fun movie. Lucky is a little bit headstrong. Sometimes she's a little bit disobedient, has a hard time always completely telling the truth. In other words, she's a pretty normal girl. She just happens to have a really awesome horse. And they get into some trouble, but they get out of it. That's really the biggest thing to even think about as a concern here. So
In theory. Thing that we touched on last week, it was out last week, and that's Cruella. Is something that we've talked about, that it doesn't have, it's well acted. It's got some laugh out loud moments. It's a backstory. It's familiar, but it's deviated from Disney's usual redemptive message really is just about, here's how to be a bad guy.
Yeah. And to
in
look
fact,
good,
wait a minute, wait. You said it really well. And though I have not seen it, in kind of delving in, looking at the trailer, I've held off. I'm going to probably watch it this week. You said it's kind of like the Joker movie.
Yeah. I mean, she could be Harley Quinn's long lost sister. Pretty easy. Harley Quinn's a sort of semi-new villainess who likes to hang out with the Joker. I mean, it has that gritty kind of dark-ish vibe to it that we've seen with the Joker and Harley Quinn and the Dark Knight. And I don't know.
It's like a mental health issue gone to the extreme.
Yeah, I mean, we're not in Joker territory. Like in Joker, the actual latest movie, it's a mental health issue gone to the extreme. This is more a girl who has, sorry, I'm trying to get the lights to come back on because I haven't moved in the room. They don't think anybody is here and they think they're smarter than me.
Yeah, if you're just listening or if you're reading the transcript, you just don't get the full effect of Adam sitting there waving his arms in the air like he just don't care.
Like, yeah. I just don't care. And he, I guess, do that like every 3 or 4 minutes so the lights stay on. Yeah, I mean, it's there's not a lot of content. There are a couple kind of tense moments. There's some really nasty Dalmatians. The Dalmatians here are not cute and fun dogs. They're horrible. I just felt like it was a lot of style and very little substance. And the Emmas, Emma Thompson and Emma Stone, they're delightful to look at. And their characters are deliciously wicked at certain points. But they're not very nice. And there's no redemption here, not much to speak of. So there you go. It was a disappointment.
A disappointment, a well-acted, well-put-together disappointment. So,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, it's fun, but is it the kind of fun you want to have, you know? No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you, as you watch or as you listen or read, you are welcome to weigh in. Tell us what you think about Cruella, because it is the first, I guess, the first blockbuster of the summer, is it not, Adam? Or am I missing something?
Well, it was supposed to be, but it got hugely upstaged by A Quiet Place Part 2, which I think we touched on last week as well.
Yeah.
So the prognostications on the 3-day weekend were they expected it to do about $30 million, It did $47 million and it's done $61 million. Now we're almost getting back to the kind of numbers that we expect of a summer blockbuster. So if you like spider-like aliens that can't see but have really good hearing hunting Emily Blunt and her family, this is the movie for you.
Okay.
For you in Michelle's case.
You know, and that's with the caveat, watching it at home versus in the theater. Again,
right.
You watch it in the theater, you're a captive audience, you're watching a film. If you're at home and you're like me, I'm playing guitar, I'm on my computer, I'm multitasking, it's kind of, you know, unless you have all the lights off and you're focusing, you're going to miss some things and it's a little annoying. So there you go, A Quiet Place. Yeah. It's worth it if you're just focusing on the film. The second one, not as good as the first one, in my humble opinion. I think you share
that's right.
Adam.
So,
not a lot out there. It seems like Hollywood's kind of holding their cards back and saying, okay, let's see how things open up, because the world is kind of on the verge of opening up a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, next week we will see In the Heights arrive, which is Lin-Manuel Miranda's latest musical extravaganza.
I don't
get to say musical extravaganza nearly as often as I would like to. And this is a story about a group of minorities and immigrants from Caribbean descent, or Caribbean, depending on where you're from, in the Washington Heights area of New York City. And it's about their hopes and dreams. It's an ensemble cast. I mean, if you've seen Hamilton, watch the trailer. I mean, even some of the lines from the songs are repeated here. I mean, Lin-Manuel Miranda knows what he's doing. I mean, he's ripping off himself. But we'll have a full report on In the Heights next weekend.
Excellent. I am looking forward to that, because a good musical is hard to find these days, humble opinion. I've always enjoyed some of the movie versions, the old school movie versions of musicals, for example. That is one of my favorite. What a sweet story that is. Oh, love it. Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, both of those with a kind of a sweet spiritual message as well. But they're all old school. And tell you what, I am fine with old school. We like to do remakes instead of having new and innovative things. And sometimes when something's done right, just leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Right.
Don't mess it up.
That don't need to be remade.
No. And sometimes we like to do that and make it a little more politically correct, or make it, you know, it is what it was for the time it was in. Enjoy it, learn from it, grow from it, enjoy that history, the acting, the music that was just a little different than it is now. We don't have to change it. This is part of our culture, part of who we are. It's part of our history. Off my soapbox. Come on.
No, I was going to say, get that girl a soapbox. Come on.
But let's just see how The Heights weighs in new musicals. I'm looking forward to that.
I really like some of the things that Lin-Manuel Miranda does musically. I think even with Hamilton, which is not perfect, I mean, there are a couple moments I'm like, yeah, I could have done without that. But I listen to the way he tells a story with song. I'm like, man, this guy, he has got a gift, and he knows how to write a song and he knows how to tell a story. And I'm cautiously hopeful for In the Heights. We will have to see.
Okay, we will see. I want to point out that Plugged In has movies, music, TV, games, books, YouTube channels, and a lot of pop culture, as well as your blog this week talking about a formative pop culture influences. And it's interesting if you go there, because you see something that may be familiar to kids of the 70s and 80s is Super Friends, old school Saturday morning cartoons, where you know, now we have, of course, Cartoon Network. You have everything at your fingertips all the time. Back in the day, for kids, they used to have to wait till Saturday morning, get their sugar cereal, sit in front of the television and be babysat for at least 3 hours of cartoons that were, and it was kind of a magical time for kids, right? And it now, now that culture, we've watched it change. We've watched it become more inundative. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you and I both grew up in a different time. And there were limitations baked in to how much we could consume, right? Like I remember so vividly, my dad was an early adopter tech guy. I remember in 1979, which you can do the math if you feel like it, he brought home our first VCR. Nobody had one. It, you know how much it cost? You know how much a VCR cost in 1979?
No, I have no idea.
$3,000.
Oh my gosh. No, 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 no. That's like that. And it wasn't like maybe 1979. Wasn't that the price of a new car? I mean, come on.
Well, a Pinto maybe, but that's another podcast for another time.
Still.
We had one of those too. It didn't blow up, thankfully. But I remember so vividly the first time we went to a video store and I'm like, you mean we can take these movies home? And the first movie and a Christopher Reeves movie called Time After Time, which was a time travel movie.
Like that I remember was, the first two. That's a, if you watch that, that's kind of a sweet movie. It's kind of a tearjerker, ultimate romantic movie, right?
Right. But even through the 80s and even into the 90s and maybe even the early 2000s before streaming was a thing, you know, you'd have your friends over and you'd say, hey, we're going to get a pizza. Okay, you get the pizza. We're going to Blockbuster, you know? And you would want to rent a certain movie, and with the big ones, they had 50 copies. But if they were sold out, you had to pick something else. You know, you went to plan B, and the movies on the shelves, and maybe you ended up with some wackadoodle movie that you hadn't even thought about renting. Well, now that doesn't happen because A, everything you possibly could dream of is available instantaneously, and they curate these lists of suggestions based on everything that they think you like, based on what you've wanted, what you've already watched. So you don't end up with some wackadoodle suggestion. You just end up with more of the same. And so I think the experience today is sort of infinite choice. And honestly, infinite choice is overwhelming. Sometimes less really is more. I saw an article a while back that when the average person turns on TV now, it takes them 9 minutes to figure out what they want to watch because there's so many choices. Whereas back in the day, it's like, you know, your show is on at 7 o'clock on a Thursday night. And if you miss it, you missed it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and it doesn't, I'm not saying that that was necessarily better, but I think the difference between then and now is we didn't have infinite choice to watch whatever we could dream of whenever we felt like it on whatever device in whatever room, you know, you were plopped down front of your TV with the rotary dial to watch your favorite show. And that was the way it was.
Yeah. And that is part of the craziness of it is the lost in this infinite loop of trying to decide what I'm going to entertain myself with. In some instances, we're seeing that while we both talk about movies every week, and I think movies are one way that we tell our story as Americans, it's one way that we can connect with other people. That's great, but we are missing out on life. I'll tell you, when the weather turned here, and I'm in the Seattle area, so you know, when it's gorgeous.
Right.
I haven't even turned on the TV. I am outside enjoying because that's kind of what we should be having, that balance. But in this age, we are stuck to our screens. We take our screens with us. We're I was at a get together yesterday and half the people, instead of engaging with other people, this is what we were doing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something.
It's really. it's kind of sad. And I know I'm really not wanting to lapse into age. We didn't have to wear helmets or seatbelts, you know.
But we didn't.
But we didn't. And we're mostly okay, you know?
Well,
we got through it. And, I may have even told you this the other day. I was driving and I saw a young boy, well, not that young, 7 or 8 maybe. And he was just out walking along with a big stick, whacking trees. And I'm like, that is what
childhood. Who does that anymore?
Like, you know? Just walking along, hitting stuff with your big stick, and you're not playing video games 24/7. Anyway, ask me another question because I'm in an old man rant and I don't.
All right, old man rant. Let's see what we have going on with television, Netflix. There are some things worth a mention.
There are. There's a new show out this week. You know, in case you don't want to go outside and be a human being with other human beings and you're determined to watch TV. There's a new show out this week called Eden on Netflix. And Eden is an interesting story. It is yet another post-apocalyptic story, but there's a twist.
And it's animated.
It's animated. It's actually anime, which is a genre that sometimes has some problems, but this is a pretty clean show. So the twist here is that the humans have all been killed and the only survivors are the robots. And we're far enough into the future that the robots are still doing what they were programmed to do, but they've kind of evolved and some of them have developed something like a religion or a curious religious impulse wanting to know about their creators, the humans. Whereas there are other robots that basically say, nah, it doesn't matter. We're not even sure they were real. So humans have become a myth. Some robots are interested in that, some aren't. And into that mix comes a little girl in a pod who I won't spoil how she got there, but it's pretty interesting. And these two robots kind of adopt her and they're trying to figure out, you know, how do we break it to everybody that there's at least one human still left? So it's an interesting show. It's a philosophical show. It begs all sorts of interesting conversations about creation, creator, purpose, identity. So it's a little nerdy. It's not necessarily a fast moving Star Wars-y kind of show, but
okay.
If you like thoughtful sci-fi, this might be worth a look.
There's another series called Sweet Tooth. Have you heard that? Yeah, it's like a deadly virus, which we should all fear, of course, takes on humanity. And from that, there are human hybrids, half animal, half human. We don't know if they caused the virus or the virus caused them, but here they are. And you have the story of these children who are half breeds, one named Sweet Tooth, love of chocolate. Have you had a chance to review Sweet Tooth?
So we have reviewed it. Full disclosure, I did not review it, nor did I edit or post that review. So I am getting up to speed with it. We just posted that review this morning, actually. So that is brand new, but you've done a good job of really articulating it. I mean, at points, it sort of has a almost Narnia-esque feel to it. At other points, we sort of veer in a Hunger Games-ish kind of direction. But it's another post-apocalyptic-ish kind of fantasy take on reality. But by all means, check out our full review. I mean, we've got some profanity here. Obviously, lots of people have died. So it's a little bit grim in its premise. Probably not one for super young kids.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you if there was anything in particular you think was worth a see or something you might want to stay clear of this week.
Well, actually, I'm going to cheat a little bit and go back to Eden and say, not the place, but the show. That is worth potentially checking out. And in terms of stuff to stay away from, refresh my memory if we did this last week. Did we talk about MODOK last week?
I don't believe so.
MODOK is a Marvel villain with a giant head. And it's a new cartoon, or not cartoon, it's an animated series, and it's on Hulu. And you might think, oh, Marvel, yay, that sounds like fun. Well, MODOK stands for Mental Organism Designed Only for Killing. And this is one of these dark, sardonic, superhero stories that's full of profanity and suggestive stuff. And if you're thinking, oh, fun Marvel animated show, you're going to make it about 10 seconds into this thing and think, oh, wait, snap, this is M-rated. This is not a nice, fun Marvel superhero movie. This is something that has a lot of problems. So I would stay away from MODOK.
Okay. Something else that we're going to be talking to the director of soon is The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. I believe we've talked about that, a young girl who believes, hey, if God can do it, I'm going to pray it. And it's stars Kevin Sorbo, of course. You know him as the old school Hercules. Yeah. So that might be an interesting one. We're going to be talking about that and reviewing that again. It's always nice to get a faith film. I'm just saying, to encourage your family in these crazy times.
And that's a great film to prompt you to think about the role of prayer in our lives. Why does God seem to answer some prayers miraculously, whereas other just as sincere and earnest prayers, perhaps at least from our human perspective, seem to go unanswered? I think it's a terrific conversation starter. We saw it like 2 years ago, I think. There was a long delay before it came out, and I saw it way before it came out. My daughters loved it. They absolutely adored this movie. And I think because it stars about an 8 or 9 year old girl who just is very pure of heart and pure of faith, they loved her. So I think especially for maybe if you've got younger girls, this is another one that could be a great option.
Okay. And then one more that we're going to be taking on and going a little deeper in is 12 Mighty Orphans. And that is going to be out June 11th. So it's coming up. Are you familiar with it?
You know what? I just am on the front end of learning about that one.
Okay. I'm kind of excited about this one.
But tell me what you know about it.
I love sports. I know about it. And this is a true story. So one, sports stories are always inspirational. If you watch our SportsBot podcast on Fridays, you know that we often talk about sports being an analogy for life. You know, what happens on the pitch, the field, the court, that struggle, the defeat, the perseverance, that kind of marries what we do in the game of life. So when I see a sports movie that is also true and inspiring. Oh, come on. So I'm looking forward to this one. 12 Mighty Orphans is this true story of the Mighty Mites. It's a football team from a fourth orphanage. During the Great Depression, they went from playing without shoes or even a football to playing for the Texas State Championship. So of course it's going to be inspirational. It's going to be heartwarming. It's also, I guess, to me, a period piece because it's during the Great Depression. So I love me some history. So their winning season, they were obviously underdogs. They had this resilient spirit that became an inspiration in their time and to their city and even to the nation during the Great Depression.
Give it up, Michelle.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the lights back on.
Get the lights back on. There he goes with the hands again. I thought he just liked what I had to say. Apparently not. That's okay. But
I did. No, I did. It was two purposes.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting movie. I'm really looking forward to it. It's called 12 Mighty Orphans. It's going to be out in about a week. And we're going to be looking a little deeper into it. So that's something I have to look forward to. Final word, Adam, what's coming up? What do you think's worth the see coming up this summer? Do we have anything to look forward to screen in our backyard, to get our hands waving, to turn on the lights?
We've got In the Heights next week, And then as we get into later June and July, we'll have F9, which is the latest Fast and Furious movie. We've got Black Widow coming up. I believe the 18th, we have Luca, which is Pixar's latest movie, and it'll be streaming on Disney Plus. And Luca is about two young boys in Italy who are wanting to go to the world, except here's the twist. They're sea monsters. Yeah. Give it up for sea monsters. So here's the great thing about this movie. I had somebody ask me about it last week, and they said they had heard some controversy that they felt like this was going to be a movie promoting same-sex relationships. And actually, the director responded, and I thought this was very interesting. He said it's not about romance at all, of any kind. He said it's about the beauty and the purity and the goodness of friendship before we're even aware of opposite sex stuff or same sex stuff or any kind
Thank
of sex
Thank you.
Stuff.
Hallelujah. Like, look, I'm not here to slam people's lives and their lives choices at this point. All right. That's not what I'm saying. Tell you something. We have a lot of confusion in our society because we can't just appreciate having friends. Loving friends,
yes.
Friends of the same sex. And everything also, not have to be sex. Everything does not have to be sexualized. Just saying. Come on. Thank you.
Including childhood. Can we give our kids the space to just be kids without importing all of this adulty stuff onto them? Now, that's another podcast for another time. But I really appreciated what he had to say, and it's making me look forward to the film. That it's just, I think, going to be a lovely, innocent, fun movie about friendship and about adventure and discovery. And
okay.
Who does friendship and love and discovery, right?
Yeah, there you go. Now, Loki, when is Loki coming out?
Loki is going to be debuting on Disney Plus. This is from memory. I believe next week or the week after that. It's coming up fairly soon.
Yeah.
So, you're looking for your next live action Marvel fix because, you know, Falcon and the Winter Soldier is done and you've watched WandaVision three times trying to make sure you understand all the pieces fit together. Loki is coming.
Yeah. Loki is coming. Yeah. And WandaVision, I loved it. It turned dark. Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Dark. Loved it, but there for families, there's some elements there, of course.
There's some problems.
I thought it was really well done. Loki, I'm looking forward to.
And I believe Black Widow comes out the week after July 4th. I think it's July 9th.
And that's in theaters. It's not on.
It's also on Disney Plus for premium. And that'll be the backstory on Natasha Romanoff, who started out as a Russian super spy. We get to meet her sister and her dad.
It's like a family get
Stranger together. Things is in it. I'm totally blanking on his name. But if you've always wondered about the backstory of Black Widow.
No, but Disney, maybe they'll make me care.
In your mind and it's coming.
There you go.
So there you go.
Right. Hey, when we are in this mode, we are giving you the best of what you might be able to see, what you might be able to connect with. That's what we do with Adam Holt. Adam, who has a beard, by the way, so this might work for you, Adam.
From Wild Scrapper
to Gentlemen Refined, Stash Wax, from Real Bearded Men at MyMichelleLive.com.
That's right. Real Bearded Men at MyMichelleLive.com. That stash wax, man. You got to take care of the facial hair and you know, especially if you're going to be on camera, right? And even if you're not, there you go. And brand new, very cool product on our website, Adam. I'm so excited about this. I take this everywhere I travel. It is a portable espresso machine. It's about this big. I'll bring it next time we're talking about this big.
Can you hook it up to an IV?
Now that would be good. That'll be July's product of the month.
Maybe that's might be over the line. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't just need to suggest anything intravenous, but sometimes you just wish you could just, right?
Sometimes you need what you need, people. You need what you need. Hey, thanks for tuning in today. You can find Adam at pluggedin.com, where you can have movies, books, YouTube channels, music, video games, television shows, everything pop culture, so that you can not just find out if we like it, but you can find out a little bit more about it to see if it really fits with your family, to make better choices so that you can be a better you. Our entertainment, hey, garbage in, garbage out, good things in, good things out. And that is why we encourage you to go to pluggedin.com and hang out with the one and only Adam
Holt. I'm pretty cool. Plugging you into the movies, this is Adam Holt.
Thanks, Adam. Watching, like us, share us. Go to mymichellelive.com. We'll catch you next time.
More entertainment at mymichellelive.com.
That's right. And that is a wrap.